This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
Attention latte lovers and espresso enthusiasts, your favorite cold weather beverage is getting cheaper. Coffee prices are at a 6.5-year low. Great news, right? Eh, maybe not. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has the story.
In a waterfront warehouse in Brooklyn's Red Hook neighborhood, Ed Kaufman shows me the coffee roaster. It looks like a big stainless steel washing machine. Through a small window, you can see cream-colored beans being roasted to a deep brown.
We had coffees from Central America and Ethiopia, and now we're kind of transitioning into Papua New Guinea.
Kaufman is the director of roasting for Joe, a chain of specialty coffee shops. Coffee is the second most traded commodity in the world after oil, and the price of coffee beans has been on a wild ride. In 2011, coffee prices hit an expensive $3 a pound. Since then, the price has dropped to less than half that.
We can't really fluctuate our prices with the fluctuations of the market. Coffee drinkers are very sensitive to increase in prices.
When prices rise, Joe tightens its belt, cutting back on staffing and travel. When prices drop, staffing and travel get beefed up, and Joe can use fancier beans. But when prices drop this much, it sets us up for another spike, says Ross Colbert, a global strategist at Rabobank.
Coffee prices are now at such a low level that farmers are losing money. And the risk here is that farmers will replace coffee with other crops,
which could create a shortage of coffee. Add speculators and a global market into the mix, and the price fluctuations for commodities like coffee become even more extreme, says Andrew Burns, an economist at the World Bank.
Price rises, so the farmers say, oh, I'm going to go and plant a lot of that crop. Supply increases substantially, and rather than the price falling to that equilibrium position, it actually falls way past it.
To cope with these wild swings, Joe's Ed Kaufman is working on drawing up contracts with growers.
We're hopefully going to be able to lock in prices and work outside of the fluctuating market.
Kaufman hopes the contracts will mean the price is right for him to get the quality beans he needs and for farmers to earn enough to keep our cups full. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.